Justice Embakasi East Member of Parliament Babu Owino has called for thorough investigations into the death Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology, JKUAT, student Denzel Omondi. Owino and his Karachuonyo counterpart Adipo Akuome called for justice for the family of the deceased, including full compensation. The legislators who were among mourners during the funeral of Omondi called on the government to take action against those behind the deaths of protesters. Mr. Owino said the death of protesters has caused a lot of trauma to families. He also urged the government to get to the bottom of the mysterious deaths and discovery of bodies in a quarry in Nairobi. Mr. Owino said families who lost their loved ones need justice for their kin. He said the country's security machinery needs reforms to address mysterious deaths. For a seed to germinate, the ground must break. For this case, reforms need to be instituted, Owino said. The MP said majority of leaders in the country have failed to fulfill their campaign pledges, hence the unrests. He also opposed any attempts to hike university fees, saying underprivileged families will not be able to educate their children. We will continue fighting for the rights of Kenyans and I am not afraid to take the lead, Mr. Owino said. Mr. Akuome said he will build a classroom at Adhiro Primary School in honor of Denzel Omondi. JKUAT Vice Chancellor Professor Victoria Ngumi described Denzel as a bright and dedicated student in his department. Her message of condolence was read by a member of the academic staff. Civil society groups led by Homa Bay Bunjla Wenye and Chief Speaker Walter Opio also paid tribute to Denzel Omondi by planting trees in his memory. Karachuonyo University Student Association Chairman Edwin Oru called on leaders in the county to honor Denzel by initiating projects and naming them after him.